Okay, we're back. You know, I was looking, I finally was trying to train myself to look at Richard, but I didn't see the 3-2-1. I just got the finger and I thought it was the middle finger. And no, I'm probably, the problem is Richard's video is just this tiny little square. So that's the problem. My guest, Peter Rupert, coming to you live from Istanbul. And, we've been talking about rent control, and now we circled back to the city of Santa Barbara. He did give me the link to the minute and a half video of Zoran Mondani about food trucks. So I'll put that in the podcast link. Just go to radiorealestate.com. And Peter, during the break, mentioned, and I did as well, read a piece by Nick Welsh, which is talking about this idea of Paseo Nuevo. For the record, Peter, I was opposed to Paseo Nuevo when it was built, whenever that was, and didn't go there for 3 years as protest. And it turns out I was right. It didn't work.
Yeah.
And now, you know, they want to build all this housing. They want to take away 186 parking spaces. I think they should let Macy's move back in because they're the La Cumbre Plaza landlord's kicking them out. So maybe we should get a boutique Macy's back in there.
Right.
What do you think of what they're proposing?
Just before I get to that, I wanted to make one more comment about the Mondani thing. You know, my thinking was he understands the economics of food trucks, but he doesn't get to the part where he understands the economics of rent control. So that's a very strange thing. But anyway, I think the way to read that article or to think about what's happening there, and it was very well done by Nick. You know, you have to think about how bad things are right now for whatever reason that the city has to do something like give away 2 square blocks of some of the most valuable property in the United States. You know, let them build higher than the height limit. Give them tax breaks, take away parking, et cetera, et cetera. They have to do all of that to get them to build 233 units. And it's got to tell you something, that there's something wrong, that, you know, no builder's willing to come into this wonderful city. It's super expensive and build anything. And then we have to do all of that to do it. And I think that's why we have to step back, not for any one of those particular things, but just to realize the real source of the problem and get down to it. Like, why doesn't somebody just want to pick that thing up and build? I mean, it just baffles me.
The, and people are, you know, Nick Welsh, I was surprised to read his position and I was happy to read it. And, they're doing town halls and, I guess the argument from the developer is that he only has X number of years left on the lease and it's not, he can't get the investors. So I don't know why they don't just extend the lease to make it acceptable versus giving away the land or can they do a partnership agreement? Can municipalities become developers or is that not possible?
They can. Again, it's my belief is most of the attempts we've made for public housing or public development actually never works very well. You really have to, you know, let the people who are going to be, paying out of their pocket and not out of taxpayers' dollars, you know, to decide what should be built, what shouldn't be built. You know, a good example is, you know, I don't know how many millions now we've spent on trying to figure out what we should do with State Street. I know it's close to a million or a little bit above. Consultants we hire and fire and bring in new ones. I don't remember anybody coming in and being a consultant for the Funk Zone, except for private individuals who thought that was a good idea. I think if you let the private market figure out, you know, how to do this and, you know, it has to do with lots of things. I mean, I've heard that there's some retail outlets that say that they won't come back to State Street unless it's back to open to cars for whatever reasons. So there's a lot of obstacles, you know, in the way. And, you know, I'm not sure the consultants have added much to that, to be honest. So it's a struggle.
Yeah, State Street, I don't know why they can't maybe just have a vote on it. I seem to meet a lot of people, including myself, that I don't even want to go down there. I go down there and I see most of the pedestrians on the sidewalk to avoid the bicycles and e-bikes in the street. And sure, the restaurants love it, but I think you could reopen State Street. I don't want to drive my car on State Street, but I want the parades. I want the trolley. I want bikes in bike lanes going up and down on the right side of the street, obeying the street signals. And yeah, I wanted to, you'd be able to drop someone off in front of a restaurant that can't walk.
Yeah, I agree.
And everything was working fine. And there's architects that want to have designs to make the sidewalks even more hospitable to outdoor dining. So, but there were a group of people that wanted State Street closed forever. It's not working. Well, anyway, that's the there's on my at radiorealestate.com, there's a .org petition to sign to reopen State Street. I'll put the Zoran Mondani 1.5 minute video about food trucks. You think he's going to get elected?
I have no idea. It's like it's he's a very well-spoken person. I like listening to him. I don't agree with a lot of his ideas, but he's a very clever, very smart person, and I have no idea. But I think that he's bringing on some crazy ideas, and it's probably stuff that he would like to happen. Again, once you realize that you have a budget constraint and you have people, needing to make a profit, things become much more difficult.
I heard a snippet of Saturday Night Live a few days before the election, and I agree with you. He is an excellent politician, Zoran Mondani. And he kind of said, "Yeah, I want to do this, I want to do that, and I'll get elected, and then we'll figure out, and you'll understand that I can't do it." So they figured
Right.
out together.
Yeah.
You would think the developers at Paseo Nuevo would be putting their foot on the throats of the city council, saying, "If you pass this rent control, we certainly won't build it." It's preventing landlords from keeping the rent low because they're afraid that some law is going to come around and saying, "Hey, even if the tenant moves out, you're not going to be able to charge market rent. You can't raise your rent." So it's forcing landlords to raise the rent right now. So it's already having
Right.
the opposite effect. Peter Rupert, Executive Director, UCSB Economic Forecast, coming to you live from Istanbul. Thank you so much for your time. Great piece. Good to see you, and we'll see you when you get back to Santa Barbara.
Thanks very much, Mark. Thanks for having me. Richard, thanks for all you do, and see you next time.
Thanks, Peter. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. Stay tuned for the weekly multiple listing sales update.